Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I like the way our bodies are designed, the part where we need to feed them every day, which gives us the opportunity to eat something every single day. I'm a big fan of this eating thing. So we travel and we find new places to feed that body. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days, and she just headed across the lake in search of some dining options, and she's here to tell us about them. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
First of all, you took the ferry across the lake from Burlington to Essex, New York, a trip I know some people just hop on for the sights. So describe that ferry ride to and fro.
So it's from Charlotte. And usually, at least when I take it, usually I have my car on it because we're going to hike or to swim or to visit friends and relatives. But what's really neat is, I think, just walking on, okay? A, it's a lot less expensive, and B, you know, you just leave the car there. And right on the other side of the lake in the town, the little village of Essex, are places to eat. And the ferry runs every half hour in the summer, sort of in the heart of the season, although at the end of the day, it's every hour. But the last couple ferries both ways are every hour. But it's about a 20-minute ride. You can sit up on the sort of upper deck or stand below where the cars are and just look out and see the village of Essex as it approaches. If you look back to Vermont, you'll see the sort of familiar shapes of the skyline here, the bigger mountains. And it's very relaxing, and it's nice to just not have to commute.
What was the first restaurant you visited?
We went to a restaurant that's right on the other side of the lake. It's literally like you see it where the ferry lands. It's called the Old Dock Restaurant and Marina. It's been there a long time. People would, you know, recognize it. It's sort of barn red, and it has its own little marina. So some people actually arrive by boat. For the past 3 years, the restaurant has been owned by a Vermonter, Kopi Houghton, who is the owner of the Daily Planet, a restaurant in Burlington. And he has longtime ties to the area. His great-grandfather established a family camp there in 1908. So Kopi's been going really his whole life, and he said owning the old dock has been a dream of his.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So what kind of fare do they serve, and what did you enjoy?
They have the old dock. Really, you're there, I would say, for the atmosphere. You can sit outside. We watched the ferries come and go, which was neat. There's chicken wings, there's steamed mussels, there's hamburgers, there's sandwiches, there's fries, and then there are more substantial entrees. There's steak. I had trout with really good summer vegetables. There's duck, there's lamb, there's lobster. So a real full menu.
Wow, trout. Oh, that makes me happy.
It filled the whole plate. It was just like splayed across this big plate.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about dining across the lake. Sally, what was your second stop on the New York trip?
The second stop was a lovely inn called the Essex Inn on the Adirondack Coast, I think is the full name. And we actually could smell it as we stepped, in a good way. Okay. And I was kind of like, you would think you might be smelling the old dock, but it really smelled of barbecue. And we sort of followed it a couple blocks south down the main street of Essex, and it's this inn that's sort of on the, it's not on the lake side of the street, it's on the other side of the main street. It's a small little village, and on Monday nights, there's a sort of barbecue cookout starting at 5, and the chef who came here from Philly a few years ago, his name is Jordan Souter, and on Monday nights, it's the end of his week. They're open Thursday to Monday, and he just makes cheeseburgers, pulled pork, coleslaw, potato salad, grilled vegetables. It's $15 a plate, and it's very informal. You can eat in a little bar room, although we sat outside on the porch. There's a few tables, and it's really lovely.
And what did you have?
I had pulled pork that night, and I got a roll with it and made a little sandwich, a big sandwich, actually, a pork sandwich, and he makes really good coleslaw. And all the ingredients were from local farms. Jordan told me, I talked to him after, a couple days after, we ate there, and he said he begins his week, which is Thursday, just driving around to local farms, buying vegetables and getting meat, and then making bread dough when he's back in the kitchen. And Thursday through Sunday, it's a farm-to-table sort of fancier food than a sandwich or cheeseburgers, and he makes, you know, his own ranch pasta. He makes, you know, veal dish with lentils and poached egg. He makes all sorts of multi-course farm-to-table, more expensive meals that sound delicious. I really want to go back for one of his meals.
What is the town of Essex like?
It's a small little village with sort of houses, shops, a couple restaurants, the ferry landing, and it leads you, I guess you would say. I mean, it's a transit hub in some ways because it's a quick way from Vermont to New York and vice versa, to the mountains, to swimming places. It's lovely, and it's really nice just to walk there, to get on the ferry and not have a car and just walk down the street. There's a little beach next to the old dock. The night we were there, there was a seaplane parked there. We talked to one family who arrived by boat. They're Vermonters, and they had just come from swimming where it's pronounced Boquet River, but it's spelled bouquet, where the river meets the lake. There's really good swimming spots. Obviously, you can swim in the lake, but along in this river, and there's swimming holes in other places. So it's a lovely little village.
And this story was part of the Adirondack issue for 7 days. Right. So if you head across the lake, are there other activities you'd recommend?
Well, if you're me, you can go to your cousin's house. I highly recommend it. We eat garden to table. He's an incredible cook and really fun to hang out with. If you're other people, you can go with your cousin to hike the 4,000-foot mountains. And so it really is right there before you. And there's restaurants that you would need a car for in other places, but in Essex you don't. And there's a little ice cream shop there, a village ice cream shop. So if you don't want a full meal, if you just want to cross the lake for dessert, have an ice cream cone, you can sit outside. And I recommend the raspberry sorbet.
Well, this certainly gives me alternatives to just going across for Michigan dogs. Of course, Plattsburgh is the epicenter of the Michigan dog.
You're in that's the other ferry, of course.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days. I want to thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.